Computer vision is a powerful way to interact with computers. In this episode of Raw Tech, we'll look at how easy it is to add human interactivity into your apps with using the Kinect for Windows version 2. All right, before we take a look at the code, let's go ahead and look at the steps we're going to use to build our application. We're going to create a WPF application, so we're going to do File, New Project, and we'll choose a WPF project from the Windows Desktop folder. Once the application is up, we will import the Kinect SDK by going to the Solution Explorer and adding a reference to Microsoft Kinect, and be sure to reference the 2.0 library. Finally, we'll follow this Kinect programming model, where we'll get the sensor, then we'll select the data source to read from, whether that's a color frame reader or a body frame reader, and then we'll handle the data that we want to read from the source. So we'll register an event handler for each time a frame arrives, and in our case, this will be happening up to 30 times a second. Normally, you would have a game loop that would be repeating multiple times. These frame readers will become that game loop for us. So let's go ahead and switch over to Visual Studio, and we'll go ahead and start with File New Project. And in our File New Project, we'll go ahead and choose a WPF application, and we'll set that WPF application to Flying Circles, and then we'll click OK. All right, once our Flying Circles is up, we can come over to our Solution Explorer and we will add a reference to our Kinect. So we'll search for Kinect and we'll grab the Microsoft Kinect and its library 2, and then we'll click OK. Now let's go ahead and go over to our main window. I'm going to clean up these usings that we're not going to have. So I'm going to use Auto Hotkey to do most of the typing. So let's go ahead and start with making some notes about how we're going to develop this application. We're going to start off by getting the sensor, then we'll set up some readers, then we'll set up our event handlers. We'll do some stuff to draw the graphics on the screen. Then we'll have some color components that we're going to need to work with, as well as a bitmap to display, and some other game components that we'll use. So let's start by getting the sensor. Let's start with a variable to hold on to the sensor, and we'll go ahead and have Visual Studio add the using statement for us at the top. And then we'll come down here to the get sensor, and we will actually get the sensor. So we'll say sensor equals Kinect sensor.getDefault, and we'll do a sensor.open. Once we do that sensor.open, we're going to want to make sure we close it. So let's come down here and say when we close our app that we'll go ahead and do that sensor.close when the application closes. All right, so we have our sensor. Let's go ahead and get our color reader. So we'll create a variable to hold on to that color frame reader. And then we'll come down and we'll set that reader up. So we're going to talk to the sensor and we're going to ask for a color frame reader. So we will get a color reader, and that will be the color frame source, and we'll go ahead and open that reader. Well, that reader is going to send us a frame event. So what we want to do is go ahead and set up an event for that on the frame arrived. And so we'll go ahead and let Visual Studio generate a stub for us, and then we'll navigate to that. And we don't want the exception to be thrown. We want to actually do something. But before we can do anything with that color frame, we need to have something to do with it. So let's come back over here to the main window, and we'll scroll down here to our grid, and let's go ahead and add some XAML into our page. So here we're going to create an object called color image. We'll pin it to the top left, and then we'll stretch it to fill the entire screen. Now what we can do is come back to our main window, and we can go ahead and begin handling that code. So actually, before we do that, we need to set some stuff up here. We're going to need a writable bitmap, so we'll go ahead and create a variable for that writable bitmap. And then we will want to get ready to display that bitmap. So let's come down here and set some things up with that color bitmap. So we're going to set that up as a writable bitmap, and we'll have an image that's 1920 by 1080. The Kinect sensor is full HD, so we'll take advantage of the full image that's coming across. We'll use a 96 pixels per inch, and then we're also going to use the pixel formats. We're going to grab that as a BGR32, and that's because the image that we're going to pull off of the Kinect is going to be a BGRA format. So once we've done that, we'll set our color image source equal to that color bitmap, and now we've got all the components that we're ready to handle that color event. So we're going to come down here, and on our color frame arrived, we're going to go ahead and say, let's deal with that color frame. So we're going to go, and on the event, we're going to take the color frame event argument. We're going to look at the frame reference, and we're going to say, let's take that frame. So we're going to use the acquire frame method. Then from that, we'll go ahead and read from the Kinect buffer. And that color buffer is going to give us an image, but we got to lock that raw image buffer so that it's not changing while we're working with it. And then we'll finally go ahead and put that into, we'll use that color buffer to copy the data into our bitmap. So we'll lock our color bitmap, then we'll use the color frame to copy that data into our code. Let's go ahead and try that again. Alright, so we'll lock that color bitmap. We'll take the color frame and we will copy the data. Here we're going to use that 1920 by 1080. That's the size of our image. And then we're going to use the color image format BGRA to copy that data. Finally, we're going to add a dirty rectangle on top of our bitmap. We're going to use that image. It's going to be from 0, 0 to our pixel width, pixel height. So it's going to fill our entire screen, and that will know that we need to repaint our image. Then we'll go ahead and unlock that color bitmap, and we should be set to go. Now there's one little thing that we need to fix here, and that is when we get our color frame, there are times when that frame isn't going to be available for us. So what we'll do is we'll put in a little bit of defensive coding here, and we'll just say if the color frame doesn't happen to be there, go ahead and just return from here. All right, so let's go ahead and start this application up and see how this looks. And there we go. Got you giving the thumbs up there, John Mark. All right, so there we have a color image, and that will overlay to the entire screen. All right, so let's go ahead and close this. And so we're done with getting the color frame. All right, so the next piece is to do something with the bodies. All right, so we're going to do the same three steps. Well, we already have the color sensor, or the Kinect sensor, so we don't need to grab that. But what we will need is a body frame reader. So let's go ahead and get a body frame reader. And then again here, we will get a body reader. And that body frame reader will go ahead and say the body frame source, open a reader. When we have that body reader, we're going to need an event. So we'll go ahead and create an event handler for that. And we'll let Visual Studio stub out the method for that. All right. So here's the method that we're going to use every time a body arrives. Now, before we do anything with the body, let's go ahead and add some elements that we can code to. So back over here in our XAML, we're going to come in and on top of our image, we will add in some text boxes. So we'll have a left and a right. And those two boxes basically will be these boxes up here in the upper left and upper right. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the values that we're getting from the Connect and we'll stick them up there in those text boxes. All right, so let's come back in here to our code. We're going to need some placeholders here for that. So because we're reading in some values, we're going to need to have some bodies, right? So we can read it up to six different bodies. So we're going to create an array of bodies to hold on to. Then down in our body frame reader, we'll go ahead and start writing our code for the body frame. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to acquire a frame. We're going to do that same defensive coding. If the body isn't already an array, if it's null, we'll go ahead and initialize that with our body count. And we'll stick that into our bodies. And then we'll refresh our body data to stick into there. And then once we do that, we can say for every body, do some work. And so if the body is being tracked, we're going to look at the individual joints. And from there, we'll use the joint enumerations to look at the right hand and the left hand. And if they're both being tracked, then we can do something. So in this case, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and just put in the text left and the text right. We'll set those to the position X and Y of the current hands. So we should be able to go ahead and fire this up. And John Mark will give us a little bit of a sign there that he's on the screen. And as he moves his arms, you can see that the numbers are changing with where his hands are. All right, so that gives us some more information to work with. And what we'll do, we'll go ahead and close the application. And we'll come back in here to write some more code. All right. So what we'll do next is we're going to come up here and we'll create a couple of miscellaneous variables that we're going to use. And those miscellaneous values will kind of hold on to some things that we're going to draw here in a minute. All right, so let's come back down to our, before we do that, one other thing that we want to do is we want to create a drawing group. And this is going to give us the ability to add some more graphics to our application. So once we have that drawing group, we want to make sure we initialize that. So we'll go ahead and put in here that we want to create a new drawing group with that. And then what we want to do is overlay these graphics that we're going to draw on top of the image that we're getting from the color reader. So let's go ahead and we'll just put these in as the game elements. All right, so we're going to call this our game image, and we're still going to align this to the top left, and again we'll stretch uniform to fill the entire screen. All right, everything looks good there. So we can come back in, and in our body frame reader, after we handle each body, we'll go ahead and do some work on a canvas. So let's go ahead and create a canvas. And with that canvas, we'll go ahead and open up that drawing group that we were talking about. And then we'll set the drawing surface of the canvas as the entire screen. So we'll go ahead and draw a rectangle that's transparent, and it will be the full width and height of the screen. Then what we can do is come back and we'll draw a little bird on the screen. I'm not very good at drawing birds, but I'm pretty good at drawing circles in XAML. So we'll go ahead and say draw ellipse. We'll use a blue brush, so this will be a nice little bluebird. And we'll go ahead and put this in the middle of the screen, and we'll put it at a height of 200, and then we'll go ahead and specify that it is a 20 by 20 ellipse or a 20 pixel circle. Then finally, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and put that image into the game. So we'll go ahead and say set game image, and that will set the source equal to the drawing image drawing group. And so our drawing will go there. So if I go ahead and start this up, I should see a little picture of, there we go, our screen. We have our color frame reader, and overlaid on top of that, we've got a blue circle. All right, so we want that blue circle to not just sit there, we want it to actually move. So let's go ahead and put in here some bird height. Let's try that again. So put in a bird height, give it a little bit of gravity. So as the game goes on, every time we'll add 4 to it, and that will make the bird move down the screen. And then we want to make sure that he doesn't fall off the bottom of the screen. So we'll go ahead and do a math.max 0 and the bird height. And then we'll make sure that it's not going to be any more than 20 off the bottom of the screen. All right. So that'll make that happen. Then instead of drawing the bird at a height of 200, we'll add the bird height here. And make sure that he doesn't fly off. Okay, so we'll go ahead and start this up one more time, and we should have our bird there in the screen, and it falls down. All right, so now what we're going to do is we want to make that bird fly a little bit. So up here, before we were just taking the left and the right and storing it in variables. Well, now what we're going to do is we'll go ahead and take those values and actually do some calculation with the right and left hand joints to figure out where they are. We'll add those values together, we'll multiply it by a minus 100, and that minus 100 will give us the value that we want to push it back up to the top. Before we leave, we're going to grab the last right hand position, the last left hand position, and we'll be set to go there. All right, so if we're ready, we can go ahead and click start, and we'll see the circle start to drop. And then if John Mark flaps his hands, there we go. As John Mark flaps his hands, the bird flies back up to the top of the screen, and then it falls for gravity. And so we're set to go. All right, let's stop that. We need one more little piece here. And John Mark is flying completely blind, so he has no idea where these things are going to come in. But we're going to go ahead and come back up to the top. And we're going to initialize a couple more game components here. And we're going to go ahead and put in here some pipes. And so those pipes are going to have a gap of 250. We're going to have a pipe length of 170, and then we've got a random number generator that's going to kind of control where those go. All right, then we can come down here and our body arrived again. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and move the pipes. And so we'll come down here and say move pipes. And so we're going to move the pipes from the right side of the screen to the left side of the screen. When the pipe is less than 0 or if it's off the screen, we're going to go ahead and reset it back over to the right-hand side. And we're going to go ahead and use the random number generator to figure out where the gap is going to be located. All right. So we'll draw the bird, and then we'll draw the pipes. And those pipes are just going to be two green rectangles. And we have a real quick value there, right? And so we'll specify the left and the right, and then we'll go ahead and specify the pipe height is that pipe Y plus the gap length. So that's how we control the distance between the pipes. All right, so everything should be good to go. Again, John Mark's going to fly completely blind. He has no idea where those pipes are coming, but as he flies. And so now all we would need to do is add in some collision detection for that. But I hope this has been a simple way for you to see how easy it is to add Kinect, both from a body perspective and a color perspective. Again, just to recap the main pieces of the code here, get a reference to the sensor, open up that sensor, add the readers that you want to read, and then handle the events as that data arrives on your computer. Super simple to get going. Hope this raw tech video helps you get started with your next Kinect project.